Well, thanks, Peter. Good morning, Tom. I'm glad to finally talk to you since you wouldn't return my phone calls for 3 days last week.
Good morning, Dick. Let's go to our respective corners and talk about exactly what we did talk about before that. If you really want to get into this,
and that is fine, buddy.
If you really want to get into it, we will, because one of the things I didn't want to do necessarily was bring to light all the things you have told me about the candidates we presently have. But if you really want to press this, then let's go to it.
Please go ahead. Why don't you also tell people that you called me before the state assembly and said you wanted to exploit your supporters at the state assembly and be a write-in candidate to keep Dan Mays off the ballot. Why don't you talk about
that? That's exactly right. And you thought it was a great idea. And then you went on to tell me, by the way.
No,
Tom,
we've
had a number of discussions.
You called me
about
the rules, and I told you what the rules were.
Yeah, right. Well, so what? I'm telling you, we've had a number of discussions about the problems we had because you hate the people you've got on the ballot. You dislike them both. You don't trust either one. You've told me on more than one occasion that your opinions of Scott McGinnis are, let me think of the exact term, untrustworthy. Your opinion of Dan Mays, a joke. Those were your words, and you've said them many times, and even before we got into
Dick, did you say that, Peter? Dick, did you say that? Did you say it, Dick?
Tom, I didn't.
Yes, you most certainly did, Dick. You know it.
Tom, can I ask you a question? If you are sincere about wanting a stronger Republican candidate in November, why don't you wait until after the primary?
Hey, Dick, first of all, there's Tom. Dick, you're dancing past the question. You have said, Tom says you claimed to say, he said you said those things about those two front runners. Have you?
No.
Dick,
Tom.
That is a lie. That is a bald-faced lie.
He's calling you a liar right now.
You've told me on many occasions, you can't stand them.
The guy who reneged on his term limits pledge is calling me a liar.
But you're reacting to a question with a question. He's asking you on the record.
I said no, Peter. I said I was very clear about what I said. I said no.
So Tommy's lying when he says the things that you said about McGinnis and Mays.
Yes.
Well, he said some pretty weird stuff to me too, man. Yeah. I mean, truly, Dick, you've said some pretty weird stuff about those jokers to me too.
Those were your exact words, and on more than one occasion, Bud, and you know it. And
Why doesn't he wait until after? Why doesn't he wait till after the primary?
Because you know as well as I do, if we've got to get this going, if I'm going to run some sort of campaign, and a credible one, I mean, now you may not want it that way, but if I'm going to, then I have to get going. There is no problem, it seems to me. There is nothing, no downside for either one of these two guys to simply say, if I'm not even or ahead at that point in time, I will get out. And Dick Wadhams and the Central Committee or Executive Committee can appoint whomever they want to. I'm well aware that it won't be me, and that's okay, buddy. But to have you suggest now that you are the paragon of virtue of the Republican Party and that you would want these guys to go ahead and win after what you've told me on I don't know how many occasions is, that's beyond the pale.
We have a primary that needs to play itself out, and then we'll see what happens. Why can't you let that process continue? Why can't you? I'm just asking.
Because, Dick, when we talked about this exact process that I was contemplating. You told me when I left your office that you thought it was a good idea. You were going to make a couple of calls to find out whether or not we could get these guys out.
I never said it was a good idea.
My God,
you are unbelievable this morning.
Yeah, but one of us truly is, buddy.
If you're going to climb in bed with this guy in this race, I'll tell you, this
what
guy cannot tell the truth. You.
Hey, Dick, since you said that to me and offended me, you told me a number of private conversations you thought both of those guys were jokers. Both McGinnis, you said, I have no idea what that guy's doing.
I have been honest with people.
And you said the same thing about Matt. No, you didn't say problems. You said you shake your head and tell me that you have no idea how they're running their campaigns.
Dan Mays, a joke.
Please. Damn man's got a beamer.
Untrustworthy.
Why don't you wait until after the primary?
But, Dickie, this is Peter. You impugned me. I laid off of you.
You brought it up now.
Dick, you brought it up. And you know what? You said the same thing to me on more than one occasion privately that Tom's saying you said. You said, I'm not lying to you. What? I mean, you said that. I have no idea.
I have been very open that these two guys have problems after
But don't say you didn't say that.
Tell me I was a liar.
Can you go back to the original question here? Why?
Why don't you wait after the primary? You just got done telling me that I was a liar because I said what you said, what you told me.
You told me
now,
the same
now
stuff.
Now Peter confirms it, and you're just saying, well,
I'm not lying about it. What do I got to lie about? You told me that stuff. You don't like these guys.